You're listening to the Kingwood Cowboys History of Country Music. I'm Larry W. Jones from Kingwood, Texas, and I'll be showcasing the roots of classic and vintage country, cowboy, western, and bluegrass music with interesting commentaries on how the songs came about. Country music and hillbilly music takes its roots from folk ballads and dance tunes with generally simple forms and harmonies mostly accompanied by string instruments such as banjos, electric and acoustic guitars, steel guitars, fiddles, and harmonicas. Now sit back and enjoy listening to the Kingwood Cowboys' History of Country Music. Have you ever been lonely? That was written in 1932. Billy Hill, writing under the name George Brown. Music was by Peter DeRose. The most familiar version was an electronically created duet featuring Jim Reeves and Patsy Cline, who had both died in separate plane crashes, Cline in 1963 and Reeves in 1964, and had never recorded together during their lifetimes. In 1981, Patsy Cline's original producer lifted their solo vocals off their original stereo tapes, synchronized them, and recorded a new backing music track. The song was released in the fall of 1981, and in January 1982 became a number 5 hit on the Billboard Hot Country Singles chart and a number 1 hit on the RPM Magazine Country Singles chart.
Have you ever been lonely? Have you ever been blue?
Have you ever loved someone
just as I love you? Can't you see I'm sorry for each mistake I've made?
Can't you see I've changed, dear? Can't you see that I've played?
Be a little forgiving. Take me back in your heart.
How can I go on living now that we're apart?
The song Freight Train Boogie was written by bluegrass songwriters Rabone Delmore of the Delmore Brothers and Jim Scott. One artist who recorded it was Arthel Lane Doc Watson, a guitarist, songwriter, and singer of bluegrass, folk, country, blues, and gospel music. He won 7 Grammy Awards as well as a Grammy Lifetime Achievement Award. Doc Watson's flat-picking skills and knowledge of traditional American music were highly regarded. An eye infection caused Doc Watson to lose his vision before his first birthday. He attended North Carolina's School for the Visually Impaired. He got the nickname Doc during a live radio broadcast when the announcer remarked that his given name, Arthel, was odd and he needed an easy nickname. A fan in the crowd shouted, "Call him Doc," presumably in reference to the literary character, Sherlock Holmes' sidekick, Dr. Watson. The name stuck. Here is Doc Watson with Freight Train Boogie from the 1972 Poppy Records album, Elementary Dr. Watson.
Casey Jones, he was a mighty man, and now he's resting in the promised land. The only kind of music he could understand was a big eight-wheeler under his command. He made a freight train boogie all the time. He made a freight train boogie as he rolled down the line. Fireman started ringing the bell. Everybody along the line could tell Casey Jones, he was a coming to town on a big eight-wheeler that was burning the ground. He made a freight train boogie all the time. He made a freight train boogie as he rolled down the line. He wake up the people all along the line. Oh Lord, how the man made the whistle whine. He said to his fireman, "Better hold your seat. I'm gonna make this ride and do the boogie beat." He made a freight train boogie all the time. He made a freight train boogie and it rolled down the line. Roll it, Casey. Freight train boogie all the time. He made a freight train boogie as it rolled down the line.
Stay tuned for more of the Kingwood Cowboys' history of country music. Welcome back to the Kingwood Cowboys' History of Country Music. The song Invisible Tears was written by Henry Ned Miller and his wife Sue Miller. Active as a recording artist from 1956 to 1970, he is known primarily for his hit single, From a Jack to a King. He had several chart singles in his career, although none matched the success of From a Jack to a King. He composed and recorded Invisible Tears and was a co-writer of Dark Moon in 1956, which was a hit for Gale Storm and Bonnie Guitar. Ned Miller was not particularly interested in his singing career and rarely toured owing to stage fright. He gave up recording in the 1970s and moved to Prescott, Arizona, and later to Las Vegas, Nevada. In 1964, Invisible Tears reached number 13 on the country charts.
Invisible tears in my eyes, incredible pain in my heart, indestructible memories are passing in review. Impossible though things may get, improbable I will forget, indelible memories of sweet, lovable you. You're back again, so I'll let you in, although I'm only seeing pictures from the past. Those arms are not real, but somehow I feel, if I just close my eyes, then maybe it will last. Invisible tears in my eyes, incredible pain in my heart, indestructible memories are passing in review. Impossible though things may get, improbable I will forget, indelible memories of sweet, lovable you. Indelible memories of sweet, lovable you.
From the Ryman Auditorium in Nashville, Tennessee, the country music capital of the world, it's your Grand Ole Opry starring Marty Robbins.
I'd like to find somebody who could be just halfway true, but I can't quit, I've gone too far, I'm deep in love with you. I'd like to pull up stakes and leave, that's what I'd like to do, but I can't quit, I've gone too far, I'm deep in love with you. If I knew then what I know now, I wouldn't be so blue. If I'd quit seeing you long ago, I wouldn't be loving you. Well, you keep me so mixed up inside the things you say and do, but I can't quit, I've gone too far, I'm deep in love with you. If I knew then what I know now, I wouldn't be so blue. I'd quit seeing you long ago, I wouldn't be loving you. Well, you keep me so mixed up inside the things you say and do, but I can't quit, I've gone too far, I'm deep in love with you.
Well, thank you, folks, and from all of your friends at the Grand Ole Opry, a warm welcome to our country music doings tonight. And there are two other folks heading our way right now. First, there's our guest for tonight, a fine young fella from up Louisiana way with a big bundle of good country songs, Jimmy Newman. Well, you know, every time a bright new country star comes along, we make a place for him here at the Grand Ole Opry. And that's the story of our guest tonight. He's a fine fella and a top star on the Dot Record label, and we're mighty proud to call him friend. So here he is, Jimmy Newman!
Hey, oh, yeah. Yeah.
Well, Jimmy, why don't you step right across the welcome mat there, son?
Well, thank you, old-timer. Thank you, Marty.
Yeah, well, you know, no, seriously, Jimmy, you know, it's great to have you with us here at the Grand Ole Opry, and we want you to trot out a few of your fast-rising Dot Record hits for us.
Okay, Marty, what's your pleasure?
Well, I'd kind of like to hear you do Let the Whole World Talk.
Okay, then, here it is. about you. Let the world talk about me. We're gonna show the world how happy we two can be. All this love of either two, and my word is built around you. You've always been the talk of the town. You used to really run around. I was wild as I could be. They said we'd never settle down, but I've changed and so have you. Little talk, we know I love it too.
So that was one of life's better experiences. Right now, to serious matters, we're going to have that boy out here again from Louisiana, and he's got a lot of help out here from the Tulane football team. So let's make Jimmy Newman welcome again. All right. Right ahead, Jim.
Thank you, Marty. Here's another one we got we'd like to do for you called Honky Tonk Tears. Honky Tonk Tears. One thought of you, and I'm crying the blues. Everyone knows I'm a fool over you. That my sorrow grows when I think of you. The jukebox is playing those blue melodies. And my heart keeps saying, come back to me, please. You'll always find me waiting right here. And dear, I'll be crying honky-tonk tears.
I like you.
Thank you, Jimmy. And hey, listen, you know, if there are any newcomers to the Grand Ole Opry, this here is the old man himself. It's Grandpa Jones, and he's doing one called It's Raining Here This Morning.
Raining, raining, raining here this morning. And I sit in jail and I hang my head in shame. With a smile I try to greet each and every dawning. But they've given me a number for my name. Many little raindrops are falling close to me. Makes the streams and rivers just as muddy as can be. It's raining, raining, raining here this morning. As the Mississippi flows on to the sea. Clearing it out. see my little darling and hold her in my arm just as before. Well, she used to tell me every day she loved me, but now she doesn't love me anymore. She knew I wasn't guilty of this one crime and said that she'd be waiting there for me. But she has found somebody else to wonder where the Mississippi flows on to the sea. There again. But there's no way to prove that I'm not guilty, so I will have to suffer all the shame. Oh, go and tell her for me, little raindrop, that they've given me a number for my name.
Well, thank you, Grandpa. And I'd like to say thanks to all of you folks out there, and I really mean it. But you know, we happen to have a song that's doing fairly well around the country now. Some of you folks have been nice enough to come to town and take it back with you. We'd like to do it for you right now. It's, well, I forget the name of it, but it goes something like this.
Well, I never felt more like sailing, 'cause I never thought that I'd ever lose a shoulder love you. Why'd you do me this way? Well, I never felt more like crying all night, 'cause everything's wrong and nothing ain't right without you. You got me singing the blues. The moon and stars no longer shine. The dream is gone, I thought was mine. There's nothing left for me to do but cry over you. Well, I never felt more like running away, but why should I go? 'Cause I couldn't stay without you. You got me singing the blues. Well, I never felt more like singing the blues, 'cause I never thought that I'd ever lose your love. Why'd you do me this way? Well, I never felt more like crying all night, 'cause everything's wrong and nothing ain't right without you. You got me singing the blues. The moon and stars no longer shine. The dream is gone I thought was mine. There's nothing left for me to do but cry over you. Well, I never felt more like running away, but why should I go? 'Cause I couldn't stay without you. You got me singing the blues.
We've had a real good time being with all you folks here tonight. We sincerely hope that you're glad that you came. Now, you know, next week we're going to come calling for you in that old buckboard, and the young sheriff is going to be up in the driver's seat. That's Farron Young. And Farron's deputized a couple of our favorite Opry stars. They're going to be coming along with him in that old buckboard. It's Charlie and Ira, the Louvin brothers. Till then, this is Marty Robbins saying thanks for everything. We'll be seeing you again next Saturday night at Prince Albert's Grand Ole Opry!
Mexicali Rose is a popular song with music by Jack Tenney, and lyrics by Helen Stone, published in 1923. The song is a love story of a man who must leave his love for a while. The song was used in the 1939 cowboy movie Mexicali Rose, starring Gene Autry. It became a pop standard performed by many artists. Here's Bob Wills and his Texas Playboys with Mexicali Rose. Stay tuned for more of the Kingwood Cowboys' History of Country Music. Welcome back to the Kingwood Cowboys' History of Country Music. Clyde Moody, who lived from 1915 to 1989, is known as the Hillbilly Waltz King, and sometimes as the Genteel Gentleman of Country Music. He was one of the great founders of bluegrass music, a member of Bill Monroe's Bluegrass Boys. His career highlights include appearing in the White House 3 times and writing and recording the million-seller Shenandoah Waltz. He sang with a young Elvis Presley in 1955 when Tom Parker paired him for a 6-week tour. He was considered for the role of the Lone Ranger, but lost the part to Clayton Moore. Here is a live performance of Clyde Moody on the Grand Ole Opry stage at age 72 on April 11, 1987, with The Kind of Love I Can't Forget, written by Bob Wills. Introducing Clyde Moody is country music legend Roy Acuff.
They call it the old timers. I don't consider myself an old timer. I'm a newcomer. I haven't been here but 50 years. And I bring a fella out after a while that's been here 62 years. So you see, I feel young on the show. We've got a lot of, they told me that on my show, I think they were just guessing. They said that you'd have over 600 years of entertainment from the Grand Ole Opry out there tonight. So watch them and see how you, this fella I'm going to bring in now came here with Bill Monroe back in 1940. He was with the bluegrass then. Bill is still good bluegrass. But this boy was I always thought had a beautiful voice in singing. He did the lead singing in their quartets and things. And he's the writer of the Shenandoah Waltz, which is a beautiful waltz. And he also wrote the for the Old Red River. He didn't write that, but he sings it. And I think he does such a beautiful job. I don't know what he'll sing when he comes out here, but he's one of the old timers. And I don't consider him an old timer, but I'll say you just listen to him sing. I think you'll enjoy it. Clyde Moody, come in here, C. Moody. All right, boy. Right.
The kind of love I can't forget, dear, was the love you gave to me. Now I suffer. My heart is filled with misery.
Israel Kamakaviva'ole was a full-blood Hawaiian. He began playing music at the age of 11, being exposed to the music of Hawaiian entertainers of the time, such as Peter Moon, Palani Vaughn, and Don Ho, who frequented the establishment where his parents worked. Hawaiian musician Del Beasley wrote of the first time he heard Israel perform, when, while playing for a graduation party, the whole room fell silent on hearing him sing. Together with his brother Skippy, they formed the Makaha Sons of Niihau. A part of the Hawaiian Renaissance, the band's blend of contemporary and traditional styles gained in popularity as they toured Hawaii and the continental United States, releasing 15 successful albums. Here from 1993 is Israel Kamakaviva'oli's version of the John Denver song, Take Me Home Country Road.
Straight from the sea, country road, take me from my country. What a place.
The Pillow That Whispers. This song was written by Cal Veal. His career started in California at Las Vegas Records. There he recorded Do Not Cry Baby, Standing on the Edge of Nowhere. However, the record did not sell well. As a songwriter, he was more successful. His tracks have been covered by singers like Bill Carter, Jim Reeves, and Carl Smith. In the 1960s, Veal worked increasingly as a record producer at Indio Records. He produced musicians like Ray Smith, Jimmy North, Clyde Arnold, and others. As a songwriter, he was most active for the label Black Smoke and Blue Tears. Here is Carl Smith with the Cal Veal written song, The Pillow That Whispers.
The dawn melts the darkness. I cry, but the hurt seems so strong now. I'm so tired, I've been crying on the pillow.
Stay tuned for more of the Kingwood Cowboys' history of country music. Welcome back to the Kingwood Cowboys' History of Country Music. Sierra Sue is the title of the 1941 Republic Pictures movie starring Gene Autry, Smiley Burnett, and Faye McKenzie. The film is about a government inspector, Gene Autry, investigating a poisonous devil weed that is destroying the rangeland supporting the area's cattle. The inspector must persuade the ranchers to reject a plan to burn the land and support a new process of chemical spraying from an airplane. A side note, DDT's insecticidal action was discovered by the Swiss chemist Paul Hermann Müller 2 years earlier in 1939. The film features the popular Autry songs Be Honest With Me, Riding the Range, and the title track. Here is Gene Autry serenading Faye McKenzie as his leading lady, Sue Larrabee, in the movie Sierra Sue.
Sierra Sue, I'm sad and lonely. The rocks and rills are lonely. Sierra Sioux. I want you only, no one but you, Sierra Sioux. The roses weep, their tears are falling. The gentle doves no longer coo. Oh, can't you hear my sad heart calling, calling for you, Sierra Sioux?
Games People Play is a song written, composed, and performed by Joe South. It was released at the end of 1968 and won the Grammy Award for the Best Contemporary Song and the Grammy Award for the Song of the Year. This version, though, is by Ernest Tubb in 1969.
Oh, the game people play now, every night and every day now. Never meaning what they say now, and never saying what they mean. So they while away the hours in their ivory towers, till they're covered up with flowers in the back of a black limousine. La da la da la da la da 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 da. I'm talking about you and me and the game people play. Oh, we make one another cry, break a heart and then we say goodbye. Cross our hearts and we hope to die that the other one's to blame. Oh, and neither one will give in, so we gaze at an 8x10, thinking about things that might have been, and it's a dirty rotten shame. Da 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 da. Talking about you and me and the game people play. People walking up to you, singing glory hallelujah. Then they try to sock it to you in the name of the Lord. They're gonna teach you how to meditate, read your horoscope and cheat your fate. Furthermore, to heck with hate, come on and get on board. La da 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 da. I'm talking about you and me and the game people play. Look around, tell me what you see, what's happening to you and me. God grant me the serenity to remember who I am. Cause you're giving up your sanity for your pride and your vanity. Turn your back on humanity when you don't give a da 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 da. I'm talking about you and me and the game people play. Yes, I'm talking about you and me and the game people play.
Games People Play is a song written, composed, and performed by Joe South. It was released at the end of 1968 and won the Grammy Award for the Best Contemporary Song and the Grammy Award for the Song of the Year. This version, though, is by Ernest Tubb in 1969.
Oh, the game people play now, every night and every day now. Never meaning what they say now, and never saying what they mean. So they while away the hours in their ivory towers, held it covered up with flowers in the back of a black limousine. La da la da la da 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 da. I'm talking about you and me and the game people play. Oh, we make one another cry, break a heart and then we say goodbye. Cross our hearts and we hope to die that the other one's to blame. Oh, and neither one will give in, so we gaze at an 8x10, thinking about things that might have been, and it's a dirty rotten chain. Da 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 da. I'm talking about you and me and the game people play. People walking up to you, singing glory hallelujah. Then they try to sock it to you in the name of the Lord. They're gonna teach you how to meditate, read your horoscope and cheat your fate. Furthermore, to heck with hate, come on and get on board. La da 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 da. I'm talking about you and me and the game people play. Look around, tell me what you see. What's happening to you and me? God grant me the serenity to remember who I am. Cause you're giving up your sanity for your pride and your vanity. Turn your back on humanity when you don't give a da 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 da. I'm talking about you and me and the game people play. Yes, I'm talking about you and me and the game people play.
Blue Eyes Crying in the Rain. Here's Hank Snow's version of Blue Eyes Crying in the Rain, written by Fred Rose and originally recorded by Roy Acuff in 1947.
In the twilight glow I see her, blue eyes crying in the rain. As we kissed goodbye and departed, I knew we'd never meet again. Love is like a dying ember, only memories now remain. I'll remember blue eyes crying in the rain. To silver, all my life I've lived in vain. I can see her star in heaven, blue eyes crying in the rain. Someday when we meet up yonder, we'll stroll hand in hand again in a land that knows no parting. crying in the rain.
The song Blue Dreams was written by Cliff Carlisle and Mel Foree. Cliff Carlisle was a country and blues musician, singer, and songwriter. He was a yodeler and was a pioneer in the use of the Hawaiian steel guitar in country music. Cliff was the brother of country music star Bill Carlisle. Blue Dreams was first recorded in 1937, but here is Hank Snow's recording of Blue Dreams.
When the moonbeams are shining and full of I am pining and each flower is covered with dew, then I'm longing for someone when day's work is all done. I'm longing for moonbeams and you. You and golden moonbeams will bring to my blue dreams hand in hand. We'll stroll together there o'er the hills and the valleys. We'll wander in our dreams to a land of love and blue dreams. Someone is yearning always for my return, and while the stars are twinkling tonight, I long to be there in her arms and to gaze upon her charms while the moonbeams are shining so bright. You and golden moonbeams will bring to my blue dreams hand in hand. We'll stroll together there all the hills and the valleys. We'll wander in our dreams to a land of love and blue dreams.
Larry W. Jones is the author of over 7,700 songs, the world's largest collection of song lyrics written by an individual songwriter. Musicians and recording artists may freely edit and arrange his lyrics to fit their music and singing. To view the entire collection, as well as his public radio exchange programs, 22 volumes of lyrics publications, music videos, and a documentary of the Great American Horse Drive, visit KingwoodCowboy.com. That's cowboy with a K. Well, folks, that about does it for this episode of Kingwood Cowboy's History of Country Music. I hope you've enjoyed it. Tune in again for another episode with commentary on the roots of country music. Until then, remember to always ride in the direction the horse is going. Adios.